This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You may have seen this in the news. Johnny, my name is Faith. I'm writing because my husband, myself, and three children had a giant loss last week. Last Wednesday, December 4th, we had a house fire from a faulty electrical issue in the garage. It was a total loss from smoke, fire, and water damage. Renter's insurance will help cover us, but it's going to take a minute. Red Cross was able to give us immediate help with a hotel room, but we are now just trying to put the pieces back together. We have three kids. We are devastated, to say the least. But thankfully, no one was hurt, and we are counting our blessings. If there's anything you can do to help, we'd really appreciate it. Thank you. So Jake and I dug into this letter. So what had happened was there was a fire last Wednesday, an electrical fire. She happens to work from home and smelled the smoke. Thankfully, the kids weren't there. Husband was at work and opened the garage door, and the whole thing is just engulfed in flames, everything. I mean, past any options. Of course, called 911 and got out of there, but it was an absolute loss. And renter's insurance is not like homeowner's insurance. You went through this, Ryan. Mm-hmm. You had renter's insurance.
I did.
And it does help, but it takes a minute.
Yeah.
And it doesn't cover the same things. Red Cross has helped put them into a hotel for a week. So they're good till Wednesday, cutting 2 days from now.
Okay.
They've got three kids, 15, 12, and 4. And they're just in a tough spot, man. They lost it all. But this is what I talk about. This is who helps you. You know, yes, you do have renter's insurance, but we're all these things that we take for granted, we already have, right? Like, mm-hmm. Where are my clothes? Where are my coats? Where's my furniture? Where do I learn to live now? How do I find a place to live? You know, and you guys know if you rent, it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. You find a place, now your kids are in school. Do you move away from your school district? You have a smaller area you got to find. It's a pretty overwhelming situation. Not to mention you lost everything. You lost all the things that mean something to you. You lost your photographs. You lost your pictures. You lost your memories. You lost all the pieces and parts of your world. And it's one of the things I fear the most is a fire because mm-hmm. of everything that means so much to me, all my memories.
Yeah.
But all you can do is try to help people rebuild, man. So it's a terrible time of the year, too, man. Have this go down. I mean, how do you explain to a 4-year-old little guy where his stuff went, you know?
Right, yeah.
Hello?
Faith, this is Johnny Dare. We're on the radio. Is that all right?
Yes, that's fine.
So I know you spoke a little with Jake. You sent a letter in. Last week you had a terrible house fire, man. I'm glad everybody is okay. You didn't lose any pets. You didn't lose anybody. Nobody was harmed.
No, thank you. Thankfully.
So you work from home. Your husband was at work. And what happened?
Yes, and kids were at school, thankfully. I work from home, and I was napping, and I smelled smoke, but I didn't see anything. The detectors did not go off, and I walked to the front of the house, and I opened my garage, and that's when all the smoke and flames came in, and I ran out and called 911.
Oh, you walked over to the front of the house. You opened up the garage door.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, no, which immediately fed it all the oxygen in the world, which you couldn't have known any different. And I'm sure that thing took off like nobody's business.
Yes, it did.
Did you go back in the house?
I did. I thought to run back into the house and grab my car keys and move the car and backed out and called 911.
And so they got there and it was, you said it was just a total loss?
It was a total loss, yes. They're saying it's going to take 6 months plus to rebuild, and they actually do not have any other property. So we are trying to find a place to stay in the meantime.
And then you have to decide how you're going to do it, right? Like, because do you take your kids out of the school district? They have friends in the area?
Yes. That's one of the other things weighing on me is that they love the school district. We've been in this area for the last 4 years, so...
And I was talking to Jake, and you usually rent like $2,300. And so what was it, a 2-3 bedroom?
It was a 3 bedroom.
Right. And you guys loved it. So you're trying to stay in that area. But what about your stuff inside?
Well, it's pretty much a total loss. The way that the house is built, my kids' stuff is on the front towards the garage. So they lost totally everything, and everything else in the house is mainly smoke and fire, water damage, excuse me.
Yeah, if you have fabric, it's all gone. Like any of your furniture, I'm sure your electronics had melted.
Yes.
What about personal items? What about memories?
Yes, a lot of the stuff was in the garage that we were using as storage. So all of that is gone. And like my husband, he works in warehouse, but he also does painting on the side, and he lost all of his painting, everything. So
what did the kids say when you went to grab the kids?
Well, one of them was actually headed home on the bus, so that he came home to that. And it was just a lot of commotion going on at the time, so I didn't really, obviously he saw what was going on and didn't get to explain until everyone kind of simmered down. But they were totally devastated.
And you've got a 15-year-old, a 12-year-old, and a 4-year-old?
Yes, sir.
And so my head's kind of racing. I was going over this letter with Jake, and I'm like, well, what do people need? First and foremost, you need to stay somewhere. I know that Red Cross has got you in a hotel, and that was good for a week. And now you've got to find a place to live in the area. What is it we can help you with there? You need to stay at that hotel?
Yes, that's what I'm really needing. Again, yes, Red Cross did come in, but it only lasted until Wednesday. Okay. And then we just need a few more days at the hotel to kind of, have a place to stay, obviously, and try to figure out where we're going after
right.
this.
What about first and last month's rent when you got to get into a new place, man?
Yes, we're trying to work with insurance, but, that takes time. They're saying that, that's going to be maybe another week or two.
They'll cover it.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes.
What about kids? What about clothes for your kids? What about coats?
Yes, that's, again, one of the main necessities kind of that we're needing. It's just, coats, socks, and just the
sure.
main thing to kind of get them going
toothbrushes.
The rest of the week. Yes, yes.
I mean, it's just
everything.
Yeah,
we're starting from square one. Everything, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure you and your husband, all that's, I mean, it's cold outside. Coats, shoes, toiletries, just stuff to live. I mean, all the stuff that we just have that's part of our lives already are now gone.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes.
Okay. All right. So a few more days in the hotel, some clothes and necessities. And the insurance is working with you right now. You are at a hotel. And do you think you're going to be able to find a place in the same area?
I've been looking around. There's a few.
And maybe
so hopefully.
Maybe it's like a 6-month lease with somebody where they rebuild your old place?
Yes. I'm trying to find somebody that does short-term rental to try to get into it, because where we were at, they don't have any other properties at the moment, so we would have to wait.
Okay. What are you most worried about right now? What can we help with? What's got you upset the most?
I definitely would just where we're going to be the next week, because like I said, Red Cross, they've been great and stepped in for this week, but our funds are deplete at Wednesday, and our checkout time is Wednesday. So just having a place in this weather, at least, you know, for another week, and, you know, getting them some coats, and that's the main thing.
Okay.
Main thing. That would definitely help a lot.
All right. All right. Hold on a second, okay? Stay there. So Jake and I checked. The hotel they're in is $120 a night, plus the taxes is about $150. So if we put another week together, we're talking about $1,000. So if we had $1,000 there to put them in for from Wednesday to Wednesday, and then for clothes and necessities, it's a minimum another $1,000. You have three kids, three coats, three you know, jeans, and Jake had said the school had given them some like secondhand, you know, the lost and found box. And I'm like, come on, man, don't make a kid go to school like that. Like, right. They've already lost their house. Don't make them go feeling weird about themselves. So a minimum of $2,000 in that. Man, I feel like we ought to go another like $1,500 for clothes and necessities, just because it's going to take a while, and they need, mom and dad need a coat. You also need your shoes that are gone, your pants that are gone, your tops that are gone, your you know, just everything it takes to buy. Could you buy a whole wardrobe for five people for $1,500? I mean, that's, I don't feel like you could, man.
No.
Like, but I mean, just something to get them through. So 2003, I say, Jake, I feel like we need to get $3,000 on this if we can. Pinball Jeff and Jeremy from DSS had sent me a check for a couple grand. We used $500 out of that. We can take $500 out, one more out of that. So that's from Pinball Jeff and Kathy Collins and Jeremy over at DSS. So $500. We'll start with that, man. All right. Rock, you're on there. Good morning. Lisa.
Good morning.
Hello, Lisa. What can I do for you?
Hi. Well, I'd like to put in $400.
Excellent. Excellent start, Lisa. Why $400?
Because I went through the same thing, had a fire many years ago, started in the garage, lost everything, and now I'm on this side of it.
What happened?
It was electrical in the garage. Nothing that we could have prevented. Everybody was at school and work, and I got a call saying that my house was on fire. Came home and met the firemen.
And I don't value just your basic material possessions like TVs or couches. None of that matters to me. But my memories, obviously, any animals or in life bothers me. But I just think, man, if I lost every little thing I've saved, every scrap, everything to remind me of a life, right? That's the hardest thing. I mean, I only have so many pictures of my mom and dad, you know, because they're on film. They're not even digital.
Yeah,
exactly. Kids' artwork was the hardest thing to lose.
Yeah. Yeah, no. And they were, it's a memento of a very beautiful time, right?
Right. Yeah, and we had some incredible things paid to us and help people that helped us, and I try to pay it forward every year.
You're a good girl, Lisa. If you can take that to a U.S. bank and just tell them hope for the holidays.
I will do it today.
Stay there. Jason, welcome to the show. Thank you.
Hey, Johnny, what's up, man? Hey, I got $500 for this lady. My cousin went through a fire about six years ago and lost everything. I couldn't imagine.
You're a good man, Jason. What do you do for a living?
I work for a food manufacturer.
What was the, tell me this, when your cousin lost the house, what was the hardest thing for him?
Oh, just the stuff for the kids. I mean, they had two little ones, and I mean, they couldn't comprehend anything.
No, man.
All they knew was all their stuff was gone.
Yeah, man. And when you're a little kid, you're 4 years old. They tell you everything you loved is gone. Everything.
People take too much stuff for granted.
Yeah. Yeah, we do, man. All right, drop that off.
Merry Christmas, Johnny.
Merry Christmas, brother. I love you. U.S.
Thanks,
Bank.
Thanks, man. Love you, too.
hope for the holidays. Tell them, and they'll put it in the account. So, Ginger, welcome to the show.
Hi, Johnny. I've got $300 for
Excellent.
This family.
Beautiful. What do you do?
I have my own company now.
And so what makes you call?
When I was a kid, we had some family friends that all of a sudden were living with us, and I was a little kid and didn't really understand, but their house had burned down, so the whole family was living with us, and I'll never forget that.
Yeah. No, it's, again, material stuff is hard. I mean, there's things we need materially, but I always think back to losing all your memories and everything and all the things that, like, the small little things that are intangible that maybe your father gave you, your mother gave you, that, you know, that mean something to you, that are a piece of a history that can never be replaced. There's no catalog to go to and buy again.
Yeah, I was a little kid, didn't want to share my toys, and my parents were like, no, honey, they have nothing, nothing at all.
Yeah, that's a heavy thing when you're a kid.
But I'm glad I learned early to take care of others.
Indeed. What a great gift your parents did give you with that. Man, teaching somebody empathy and understanding and to put yourself in them in their shoes is the greatest gift a parent can ever instill in a child.
And thank you, Johnny, for Hope for the Holidays and having someplace for us grown-ups to put those childhood feelings.
You're a good girl. Thank you, Ginger. Thank you, U.S. Bank. Hope for the Holidays. That's where we need you to put the money. Where are we at here, man? Hey, Shane, welcome to the show.
Hey, Johnny. Got $200 for you.
Beautiful. Shane, what's going on, man? What makes you call?
You guys asked to need help. I saved up for Christmas for this, and you guys needed, I said she needs help. She needs help.
Well, man, we have got her now. Where are we at now?
We're $1,900.
$1,900. So we're at about $1,100, man. You're making a huge dent for us, brother, and I appreciate you, man. Thank you. Hey, Sue.
Hey, Johnny.
Hey.
I've got $500 I'd like to donate.
So good. So good. That's a huge number, Sue.
Johnny, I save every year for this. It is my way of giving back, and it's what the true meaning of the gift of giving. So I, like I say, I put aside every year. I'm very blessed and just want to help.
Why this, though?
Because I want our kids to have Christmas, and I can't imagine not having a home and just having so much uncertainty. So if this helps her children, you know, her kids be able to have Christmas and clothes on their back and things that we, you know, we take for granted every day. And I just want to help any way I can.
And we really do. And it doesn't mean we're bad people, but we do take, right. We take what we have for granted so often. We are all guilty of, wow, what if I had something else? What if I had this? Wouldn't it be nice if I had this instead of this right now? Or I have had this for so long, I don't even think about it that I have it, that I can just go to it because it's always been there for me. And then if it was all taken away, everything.
And gone in an instant.
Yeah. Everything, yeah. Man. The shoes, yeah, on your feet, the gloves on your hands. Man, just underwear. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You're a good person. Thank you, Sue. I appreciate you.
Thanks, Johnny, for what you do.
That's good. So we are closer or getting there. Hey, Levi. Levi, thank you.
Yes, yes. I'd like to donate $300 to this family. I'm going through the exact same thing right now. Our house and shed caught fire, so I feel for them.
What happened with you, Levi?
I don't know. They're going through the investigation process right now, and they're trying to figure it out. But I just feel for this family because we're going through the same thing. Smoke filled the house and kind of ruined everything. So I really just tugged at the heartstrings on this one.
What's it like for you guys? What's the hard part for you?
At first, it was just figuring out what was going on, how it started. But now it's, okay, where do we go from here? Getting our life put back together, found a place. Hopefully insurance is helping us through this stuff pretty quick. But it's definitely different. You don't think about this stuff, and it just happens on the dime.
You have kids?
Four.
What would they say?
They're, I got two very littles, and the older ones are kind of, they know what's going on, and they're just like, where are we going to live now? And I said, Daddy's got that figured out.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's definitely not not easy.
No, man. No, man. And you realize how blessed and how lucky we are. And we throw that term blessed around a lot, but man, when everything is your way, like you have a house over your head, you have shoes on your feet, you have a television, you have a microwave, you have your stove, you have heat, you have all these things, you have a bed to sleep in, you have a shower to go to. We just, because we see it every day, we stop appreciating it to some level. And then it's just, in an instant, it's just gone.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You're a good man, especially in the middle of what you're going through, Levi. I love you, brother. Thank you, man.
Hey, thank you. Thank you.
U.S. Bank, tell them hope for the holidays. And this will go right to them.
Perfect.
All right, man. All right. And then Benjamin on three. Benjamin.
Hey, Johnny.
Hey, man.
How you doing?
Good. Good. What can I do for you?
I just want to throw in. I got some extra money this year. I save up each year, and I want to be able to help somebody out this year.
What do you do, Benjamin?
I sweep chimneys, and I'm a salesman for a chimney company as well.
Damn, that's hard work, brother. I appreciate the money. How much?
$100 I'll throw in.
Love you. Love you so much, man. Are you working hard right now?
I am. I'm in traffic on I-35 like usual, but.
So you're a chimney sweep, man. And so, I mean, that would be the old school term for it, right?
Yeah, you could say. I mean, I'm probably one of the youngest. I mean, I'm 22, so I'm probably one of the younger people that's doing it out there. It's kind of a little bit of a dying trade, so. But it's a booming business for sure.
But listen, it's real, man. People've got to get it done. You talk about house fires, man. You got to get those chimney flues cleaned.
Exactly. My dad's actually a Kansas City fireman, so it kind of goes a little bit hand in hand. So.
You man, and that's some gnarly work too, brother. And I mean, I know that's inside and outside, and you're up on that roof and cleaning it up, and it's sooty and dirty, and you earn your money.
Yeah, very true. A lot of I get to fly a drone every day. It's a little bit safer to take pictures and stuff like that. But
I appreciate you, man. I really do.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate you, man.
Thank you, Johnny.
Thank you, Benjamin. Where are we at?
We're at 2800.
All right, Jeremy.
Hey, good morning, Johnny.
Hey, man. Listen,
how much do you need, man?
Two.
I got you covered.
Oh, you're a good man. Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. I love you. That puts us at that. That's beautiful. What do you do, Jeremy?
I work maintenance.
Oh, damn, man. I know that those are long hours in maintenance. You got the two extra at Christmas?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I saved up.
You saved up? What do you mean? You saved up for this?
Yeah, just a little bit here and there. Put it aside.
But I mean, there's a lot of interesting things you can give to and a lot of good organizations out there. Why this?
It touches me. I like to give back for sure.
Sure. Yeah, man, I will tell you and to me, what's the reason I ask you is because it's striking to me. Because in the moment, we can all have our hearts touched and you go, I got to do something. I got to help these people. But to think about it ahead of time and to go, I'm going to set a little money aside. I'm going to set a little more money aside to plan to help somebody, to me, is such a huge thing to think about it before the moment's happening, before it's out in front of you. And I just really appreciate you.
I'm glad I could help, man.
Good man. Appreciate you, Jeremy. Stay right there. All right. So that takes care of the hotel. That takes care of clothing and necessities. And, okay, Faith.
Yes.
So you could hear.
Yes, I did hear everything. I'm speechless.
We'll pay your hotel directly, get you another week, so you'll be good through next Wednesday, the Wednesday after this. Will that be enough time?
Yes, sir. That should be. Sorry, I'm very emotional. That should be great. Until I'm able, you know, to find further,
sure.
Further I'm housing. But yes, I'm so grateful. The kids are going to be so happy.
And well, listen, and we talked about $1,000 just to get him some coats and shoes, but we went ahead and put $2,000 together.
Oh my gosh.
So,
oh my God, thank you so much.
Make sure that you guys, you know, everybody, they're not wearing secondhand clothes from school and feeling weird. And, you know, man, you have a 15-year-old and a 12-year-old, and they know.
Like, yeah.
You know, to have to wear a hand-me-down or a secondhand clothing is, it's, if we can avoid it, man, they shouldn't have to do that. We're going to make sure you guys all have coats, all have shoes. And so we've got a gift card for $2,000. We'll pick it up at, is Target okay?
Yep, that's fine.
Okay.
That's perfect. Thank you guys so much. I'm going to get something speechless. Thank you all so much.
What are you going to do for Christmas? You're going to be okay?
Yes, hopefully we will have somewhere to go. That's my main concern, and try to make it, you know, as happy as we can. I had two kids that just had a birthday a week before this happened, so they lost everything. So I'm hoping to, you know, get all of the things.
Have you got money for their Christmas gifts, or did the gifts burn up?
Yes, sir, they did. We only had a few things, but I'm definitely going to, you know, use this to try to get a few of the things back.
How much burned up?
It was just like 6 presents we had underneath there at the moment. We hadn't gone totally out Christmas shopping, you know, full Christmas, full bloom or whatever, but it was just a few things. We just had about 6 gifts underneath there, but like I said, it was mainly, I had 2 of the boys that have the same birthday on the 28th on Thanksgiving, and they lost all their new birthday gifts and toys, so that's when I'm going to, you know, put this towards.
Well, listen, hold on. Put that towards clothing and necessities.
Faith, this is Ryan. I've been through the same thing. I've been through a fire. Mine was like 20 years ago. But mine happened in July, so I wasn't facing the holidays. So I kind of know what this is like. And I'm going to throw in $500, and I want you to use that for shopping.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I love you, man.
Thank you. God bless all of you. Like I said, I'm really speechless. I had not heard, I heard of your show, but I didn't even think about it until my friend mentioned it. So, I'm just so blessed and overwhelmed right now.
Listen, you're going to be okay?
Yes, I will, with God's help and your all's help. Just getting to some type of normalcy, this will help a lot. With the kids and their mental about it right now. So, like I said, I appreciate everything and everyone.
All right. So we got the kids. We got gifts covered. Ryan has got another $500. We're going to put in another card to replace those gifts that were underneath the tree that burnt. You still have that $2,000 clothes and necessities card that I'll get you from Target. And then we will pay the hotel directly for another week, Wednesday to Wednesday. So you're good for another 10 days or so before you have to have that new place to live.
Okay, that's great. That's a perfect beginning to this mess. I appreciate you all so much.
Hey, we're going to have Jake stay in touch with you. Just if something comes up, man, we'll help, okay? We're not in the business of getting people 90% there. We're in the business of getting them all the way over, all right?
Okay, thank you guys so much.
Okay. You have the most Merry Christmas you can have, you know? And then maybe it will be the best, because you still have everything that's important. You still have your kids. You still have each other. You're going to be okay. It's a setback, but this is going to be okay. This can be fixed.
Yes. Everything can be replaced. It's not life, so I'm grateful. Thank you all.
And you throwing the curve, Dick.
Sorry. I've been through it. It sucks.
Like, oh, here it is. I was like, he's going to make me cry.
Sorry.
No, man. It's a truly selfless and decent thing, man. I mean, I love you for it, brother, because, I mean, you know. You faced it.
Yeah.
You know what it feels like.
I've been there.
Man.
And if I remember right, I think I was part-time here. I don't even think I was full-time.
You sure were. I remember it, man. Yeah. I remember it. Like, it was the whole apartment place went up.
Yeah. The entire building went down. Yeah. So... And you hit on it earlier. You know, I was the last one out of the building. It happened at like 2 or 3 in the morning, I think. And I was the last one out because I thought it was somebody drunk knocking on the wrong door. So I tried to go back to sleep, started smelling smoke or whatever. Kind of the same thing. I opened the door to the bedroom, and out in the living room was just nothing but smoke. So I grabbed my shoes, my cell phone, and headed out, and you know, I'm ducking under 20 or 30 foot flames off the roof of the building, and I'm standing out there, and because I was the last one out, everybody had boxes of stuff that they had hauled out into the courtyard. I literally had my shoes and my cell phone. That was it. And you're sitting there thinking, you start going through everything you own, and you're like, if I could go back in, what would I get? And you start kind of going through an inventory of everything you have. And I had one drawer in my dresser that had every picture that I own.
Right.
Of my childhood, my grandparents, my parents, everything. And so I was like, I want that drawer. That's what I want. Of everything that's in there, I want that drawer. And thankfully, I got it.
Did you?
I did.
That's what terrifies me the most.
Yeah.
The things, I mean, we think that we have material things that mean something to us. And it's nice to have nice things. But... in the end, I don't care.
Yeah,
I really don't.
Mm-hmm.
But losing pictures of my parents, losing my history, you know, 30 years here of all my friends, all you guys, all the moments together, all the little bitty tchotchke means nothing to anybody else. Ticket stub, train ticket, airline ticket stub. The memory of like, oh, that day, that was a great day. That's what terrifies me to lose.
Yeah. Man.